Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. We are an hour away from Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Please drink responsibly. A couple stories I want to get to this hour. I've been emailing back and forth with the folks over at Overland Park. This is on Fox 4's website overnight. Wowza. Overland Park officer catches speeder going 111 miles an hour. 111, and they tweeted out a photo of the radar. And wait until you hear what kind of car it was. I'm going to get to that in a minute. It says, if you have a lead foot, beware. Police are warning drivers on 435 through a post on social media after they pulled a driver over. And in the photo, you see the cars pulled over, and in the foreground, you see the police officer's speed radar showing 111 miles per hour. Quoting here, we continue to receive phone calls advising you aren't enforcing speed limits on 435. We hear you. Please slow down. Authorities across the metro have reported an increase in speeding ever since the beginning of the pandemic. State troopers in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska believe sparsely traveled roadways are encouraging those who are getting out and about to drive more aggressively, although I would hardly call 435 in the heart of Overland Park sparsely traveled. Kansas alone, and wait until you hear this number, Kansas alone has seen a 41% increase in tickets for speeds more than 100 miles an hour. What is happening? Kansas alone has seen a 41% increase in tickets to drivers for speeds more than 100 miles an hour. And so I asked the Overland Park Police Department, and they joked this is the last time we're going to show a photo of speed because I've just bombarded them with questions about it. Here's what we know about the driver. 19 years old, late to work, and you are going to have to work. I don't know what this 19-year-old does for a living. You're going to have to work a while to pay off a 111 mile per hour ticket. And I do believe you go straight to jail over 100 miles per hour. You go straight to jail. 19 years old and was driving a Chevy Cobalt. I joked, please tell me it's a Prius.
No.
I said, please tell me it was a Prius.
That's what I drove in college.
It's a Chevy Cobalt. It's just a little sedan. Who knew the Chevy Cobalt went 111 miles an hour?
I had that car. I don't know what he did to it. It cannot go 100. Mm-mm.
It was a souped up Chevy Cobalt. I've seen what I would consider to be normal, aggressive driving around town. I have not been on a highway when someone flew by me doing something insane like 111 miles an hour. And here's the deal. At 111 miles per hour in a Chevy Cobalt or other car, you are going to feel, to me,
111 miles an hour.
Well, you're going to feel every bump in the road.
I mean, I'm not saying a Chevy Cobalt is a good car or a bad car, but don't you think you would feel 111 miles an hour in a Chevy Cobalt?
It's not a race car.
Yeah. Those things are not meant to drive like a Maserati. 576-7798. You can text us at that same number, just at a 913. And if you are listening and you are on the road right now, slow down. You will go to jail over 100 miles an hour. One of my favorite stories of the day is from the New York Post. It says, couple discovers walls of whiskey hidden in a bootlegger bungalow upstate. Nick Drummond and Patrick Baker knew their home in the upstate village of Ames, New York, had history. It's part of what drew the couple to purchase the 105-year-old property for $183,000. In 2019, they bought it. It did not take long for the 30-year-old architect and the 29-year-old florist to discover just what kind of history they were dealing with. Spirits, so to speak. The home in the small hamlet near Albany was formerly owned by Adolph Humpner, the so-called mystery man of the Mohawk Valley, who many believed was a bootlegger during Prohibition. For almost a century, that claim had gone mostly unsubstantiated, but Drummond and Baker quite literally found the proof. A few weeks ago, they were at work on the house removing some rotten exterior trim when a package wrapped in old straw paper and string fell out of the wall. At first, we assumed it was insulation or something, Drummond said, but on closer inspection, they found the bundle contained six bottles of old smuggler whiskey dated to 1923. And that wasn't the only package. All of my whiskey buffs out there, listen to this. The entire length of their mudroom was lined with bottles of whiskey from 1923. Quoting here from Drummond, all of a sudden it's like, holy crap, he actually was a bootlegger. The couple is now going through the house meticulously, as you can imagine. They've found another stash hidden beneath the house's floorboards. In all, there were 66 bottles, and about 15 of them were completely full. Two auction houses that Drummond approached thinks each bottle could fetch between $500 and $1,000. Would it still, dumb question, because I'm not a whiskey drinker. If it was bottled properly, whatever that means, would it still be good from 1923?
I think so. I'm not an aficionado. I only buy the cheap stuff, but intuition says yes.
I mean, if you're going to pay $1,000 for it, do you buy something like that to drink it, or do you buy something like that to show it off, you know, in a display case? I don't know. 576-7798. Text me if you do know. How long would that last? And would it be drinkable?
Drinkable, yes. Survivable?
Bootlegged whiskey from 1923, man. That's going to go down smooth, said no one ever. 576-7798. Back with more Dana and Parks straight ahead. Welcome back to Dana and Parks as we close in on 5 o'clock, your Festivus Friday hour brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We will air the grievances promptly starting at 5:06. Talking about a couple stories, the 19-year-old late to work was pulled over going 111 miles an hour the other day by our friends at the Overland Park Police Department. And then also this couple in upstate New York who found roughly 66 bottles of old bootlegger whiskey in the walls. And I'm asking, would you still be able to drink it? Let's go to David in Liberty. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
I've got a good story. A coworker of mine, we were rained out one day and went over to his house to play pool. And he broke out a bottle of whiskey and gave me a shot. Tried it, and he stared at me for a while. And said, what's up? And he said, I found that in my block wall. He had tore out his block foundation and poured a concrete foundation in its place. The house was at least 70 years old. I guess one of the block layers had stashed it in the wall or something. And he wanted to try it out on me to see if it did anything to me first before he drank any.
Well, did you drink it?
I had drank a shot of it before he had told me that.
And was it good or no?
It just tastes, I don't drink much whiskey. It tasted like whiskey to me. It didn't do anything to me, but I didn't want any more.
I love it. I love it. And I looked into this a little bit more. I guess internet sleuths from around the world are presenting this couple that lives in this house with old articles and documents about the original homeowner, this guy named Humphner, who died the year before Prohibition ended. He didn't even get to see. That's why the bottles were still in the house. He didn't even get to see the legal end of that, where he could pop it open and drink it without worrying about getting arrested.
Well, that's a special bottle then. You don't open that.
I agree, but wouldn't you be curious if there was cash in the house? Where's all the cash that he made?
I feel like that's worth more than cash at that point.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
back
yeah,
then.
Yeah. But I mean, if that was me, I'd be going with a hammer over every square inch. I would be pulling up every board. Let's go to Craig in Kansas City. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how's it going? Love your show.
Thank you. Welcome.
I inherited some wine, homemade from 1973, improperly stored.
Wait, homemade?
Wine from 1973, and we ran it through a coffee filter, and we drank it. We were fine as long as the alcohol isn't poison to begin with.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Was it skunky, though? I feel like that would be super skunky.
Well, I don't drink, so, I mean, it all tastes, you know, rough to me. But my friend, yeah, you know, who drank it said, I mean, it wasn't like vinegar.
Okay.
And, yeah, so that'll be fine with the liquor. But, yeah, I got a car camera, or a front and back car cam this year because of truck backed into me, took out my taillight. Mm. I chased him down, so I bought a camera front and back. Within 3 months, someone hit me in the back bumper at the McDonald's at 5 a.m. You know, they were obviously flying like a jet fighter, but I've got video of people going 110, 120 miles an hour all the time, all day long.
On your car camera?
Yeah, I have a front and back dash cam. After that truck hit me, the camera was out at 100. And I had to, like, fight, you know, pay the deductible and stuff. And I'm like, the camera's out of the intersection where it happened. So I was like, dude, I just paid the money, installed it. And I've gotten hit since then, you know.
Wait, Craig. How many car accidents have you had in this year?
One this year. Two, actually, because there was a light, and then they hit me.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, and then, I've been sideswiped twice, in the same car, and it was both their fault, but it went under no fault because there's no cameras. And within 3 months, you know, I get hit. It didn't do no damage. You know, I'd let them go, but, you know, I saved these good files, and I put them up on the internet. I've only got a few up now. But, yeah, people are driving like absolute maniacs. I just hit the button and save it.
And, oh, my goodness. I can't. You know, did your insurance agent say, we're going to drop you if you get hit one more time, even though this isn't your fault?
Oh, no. We've been with them. The family's been with them since 1982. They're totally cool.
Because statistically, you're an outlier.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it happens, but we've just been with them so long. And, you know, but you don't get a discount for having a camera. You got to have a tracker app or something. But, yeah, I've got people with stuff flying out of the back of the truck already of, you know, I almost got hit today. I got that accident saved, you know, almost accident. You know, it's mayhem. Absolute mayhem. I drive to Loose Park every morning. I get a cup of coffee at McDonald's, drive to Loose Park every morning. And it is, I'm going to have a lot of video going up.
I believe that you will, Craig. I believe that you will. Remind me to stay away from you, wherever you are driving, because you are a magnet for those types of incidents, apparently. 576-7798. We'll chat about Lori Loughlin for a little bit when we come back. She started serving her sentence today. God bless her. And also, are you having trouble sleeping? I think a lot of people are, and it's about to get worse. We're going to talk about that straight ahead as well. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
I'm not looking to make this a topic, but it is worth updating.
Backbeat, the word is on the street.
That Lori Loughlin hopes to be home by Christmas after she reports to prison early. Apparently, she had until November 19th to report to prison, and she decided just to rip the Band-Aid off and go. Quoting here, Lori Loughlin wants to be home for the holidays, or at least by 2021. She hopes to be home by Christmas, an insider is quoted as saying, but she will definitely be home by New Year's. She reported to the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California today. And it's a 1,600-bed facility. No, pardon me, 1,200-bed facility, housing women only, of course. And it is the same place where actress Felicity Huffman served her 11 days. Loughlin, though, got, I believe, 2 months and a $150,000 fine, 100 hours of community service, that kind of thing. Her husband has until November 19th to report. He has yet to report to begin his 5-month sentence. Hopefully that is the last time they are in the news. And then this story, because I think it really affects a lot of us today, maybe all of us today, from Lisa Gutierrez over at the Kansas City Star. The next few days are about to magnify a health problem that is plaguing bedrooms across the country. As a nation, we are coming up short. We are just not sleeping well. Anxiety over a contentious election season and the coronavirus haven't helped. Sleep experts have nicknamed our new sleep problems Coronasomnia. My God, does everything have to have a name?
That's terrible.
Coronasomnia, really? 22% of Americans polled in a new survey by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine report they are sleeping worse than they did before the pandemic. Nearly 1 in 5 U.S. adults is also experiencing more disturbing dreams during the pandemic. That's absolutely true for me, by the way. And the sleep problems are about to get worse because we set our clocks back 1 hour as daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Even before the pandemic kicked in, quoting here from Dr. Abid Bhatt, who, by the way, we're going to have on the program next Tuesday, we as a country have a serious problem with our sleep. The country is sleep deprived. And this has opened a second, he's a medical director for the Center for Sleep Health at Truman, okay? They just opened their second hotel-based sleep lab at Stony Creek in Independence. I feel like I wouldn't be able to sleep in a sleep lab because it's a sleep lab. Like if you're hooked up to machines and someone's staring at you.
I've never understood it. I guess it works, but I don't know.
He says time changes can disrupt our body's internal clock and sleep patterns. And over the coming week, people might find themselves waking up earlier or getting drowsy behind the wheel. My God, while driving home in the dark. It's always very depressing to me when I leave work and it's pitch black outside. And then I start feeling happy feelings as it starts getting lighter and lighter as we move back into springtime. But I have read this before, like heart attacks go up during daylight saving time, and other odd things happen. Let me look that up, what the percentage jump is. I know that we've read before that heart attacks go up. Here it is, a 2014 U.S. study shows that 1 hour of sleep during the spring forward raised the risk of having a heart attack the following Monday by 24%. And then let me look at falling back. That's a huge number, by the way. Let me look at falling back, because you would think that would be worse. This is from NBC News. Twice a year, switching between daylight saving time and standard time throws off our usual routine. but springing forward or falling back an hour can have other surprising effects. It is linked to changes in our health, diet, and even tendency to get into an accident. Back in 1999, Johns Hopkins published a comprehensive study that analyzed 21 years worth of fatal car crash data, and they found a small but noticeable increase in car crash deaths on the Monday after the switch. Why are we still doing this? And are you having problems sleeping? Is it worse if you've always had problems sleeping? And to what do you attribute it? For you, is it coronavirus? Is it the election? Is it your mood? I mean, on certainly on a gray day, 576-7798. You can text us at 913-576-7798. There's earlier research published in 2009 that shows the Monday after switching to daylight saving time, there was a 5.7% jump in workplace injuries and nearly 68% more work days lost to injuries, meaning those injuries were more severe. That is absolutely insane. And then they list a whole bunch of crappy tips that we all know that none of us do, like don't take a nap, don't over-caffeinate, you know, go to bed at the same time. What do you think? Do you feel sleep deprived? I'm wondering if we look up a jump in prescriptions for sleep aids. Do we find that? You know, we talked about the nightmare that is Ambien for some of you about a week ago when some dingbat used that as an excuse for bad behavior on an airplane. Quoting here from the doctor, a daytime nap is a treasure. I wish I could nap every day. It's not possible because I'm at work, but on weekends I do take naps. And listen to this. He says, when I say nap, it means a 20-minute nap. That's not a nap. He says, I see people coming in and they say, I nap for 2 hours. That's not a nap. That means you are sleepy and you are sleeping those 2 hours. He says, the idea is not to fall into a deep sleep, but rather a light sleep where you wake up feeling recharged and refreshed, which, by the way, I never do. If I lay down for 20 minutes and get up, I feel awful. He also says, don't nap in the bedroom, which I also do. I have to nap in the bedroom. 7 to 9 hours of good sleep each night is still the gold standard for most adults, according to the Mayo Clinic. I get more than that, usually. But teenagers need 9 to 10 hours, and younger children may need 10 or more. 576-7798. Again, you can text us at 22980. Let me bring up the text line here. Do you feel worse in the last 6 months, 8 months, because of the pandemic, because of the election? Someone just wrote in, I always have trouble getting to sleep. My birthday's Monday. I'm going to get an extra hour of sleep for my birthday. And then here's one. I've been sleeping horribly for about a month because of the election and coronavirus. And I've been getting headaches a lot, too. That's not good. 576-7798. Let's start with Mike in Topeka. Hi, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
So I think the biggest factor for most people is their devices and screens and stuff. And especially, like, if you've got a TV in the bedroom, it's keeping people awake because they'll turn that on and they'll get sucked into YouTube or whatever.
Yep.
And especially the blue light, you know, will keep you going, keep your brain active, and it's just harder for people to fall asleep.
So I don't have that problem with the TV because when I'm ready for bed, I want that thing turned off. But I definitely have a problem, Mike, with the phone. So if it's there and I pick it up, it's hard to put it back down, and then my mind is racing once I do.
Yeah, and we have started to, and it took a lot of work, but we're finally in the habit of just leaving our phones in the living room. We'll put them on the chargers by, you know, the end table by the couch, you just leave them out there so that when we go in the bedroom, we're absolutely unplugged and away from the phone, away from the TV, no stimulation, and it makes it much easier to fall asleep.
And you don't wonder about, like, what if there's an emergency, Mike?
If there's an emergency, I mean, I'm going to hear my phone if it's ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing.
Okay.
It's going to wake me up eventually.
Okay.
And then, small, quick fun fact, the safest day of the year to be on the road driving is daylight savings time, because there are no accidents recorded during that 1 hour.
Thank you, Mike. Someone is screaming on the text line, it's not daylight saving time this weekend, it's standard time. What? You know what I mean. I know what you mean, but you know what I mean. We're going back to standard, right? From the text line, Dana, I have literally been up since 2:30 this morning. I could not go back to sleep. And it keeps happening. She says, the other day I woke up at 3 in the morning and I couldn't go back to sleep. I go to bed at 11. I am exhausted all of the time. Sound like you? Let's go to Ann in Kansas City. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Dana, I love you.
Thank you.
Listen, I am a huge proponent of the 20-minute nap. I used to work midnight shift by myself, and there'd be times where I was just struggling. Lock myself in a room so I was safe, set my alarm clock for 20 minutes. Boom. It felt amazing.
20 minutes, really?
Yep.
But didn't you just get to sleep and then, you got to wake up?
It doesn't feel like that. I don't know how long it would take me to fall asleep, but the alarm would go off. I would open my eyes, and I'm like, hey, I feel great again. I can go back to doing what I was doing.
Oh, man, Ann, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. From the text line, I do not want one more hour of 2020. Amen. Let's go to Catherine in Kansas City. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I not bragging or anything, but I don't have any sleep problems at all. I will S-H-I-T you not. I'm not going to sit here and worry about COVID and why am I going to lose sleep about it. I'm not going to ruminate. And I have found that, you know, meditation can help. And some people are like, oh, that's bull crap. But it's whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying?
So, could you mind if I ask how old you are, Catherine?
Yes, I'm actually about to turn 40 years old, December 1st. So, you know, as soon as I, but now I do have a hard time waking up in the morning, a very, very hard time waking up in the morning.
Yep.
I go to bed, right around the same time every night sometimes. I do run, you know, two businesses. So sometimes I do have to stay up late, but, I try to stay on a schedule and, but the only problem that I have is, it is really hard for me to get up in the morning, but falling asleep, staying asleep, I do not ruminate. I shut my mind off.
Good for you.
And
Catherine, I'll tell you, because you're only 40, I hope it stays that way. Because the friends of mine, and certainly I would fall into this category, I never had a problem sleeping until I was over 40. And then some of that stuff started creeping in. Not fun. Like the one gray hair I have on my eyebrow. It's like that, but worse. 576-7798. You can text us at that number as well. We are 15 minutes away from Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Listen to this. Losing an hour of afternoon daylight after setting the clocks back to standard time can trigger mental illness, including bipolar disorder and seasonal affective disorder, SAD, also known as winter depression. A Danish study found an 11% increase in depression cases after the time change. The cases dissipated gradually after about 10 weeks. And an Australian study found that male suicide rates increased in the days after the spring and fall DST shift. Let's go to Pam in Overland Park. Hi, Pam, go ahead.
Hi, love you, and I love your show.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say, as a teacher and as a mother of a middle and high schooler who are doing hybrid right now, we are looking forward to the 49-hour weekend.
Give me another hour.
Yeah. One more hour to be away from the computer.
Amen. Amen. Did you say hybrid learning right now?
Well, I am teaching. My district is all online, but
okay.
My kids are hybrid right now.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Do you, as a teacher, when you were in the classroom, did it affect the classroom after the time change switch?
It did. I am a preschool teacher. And so, yeah, the preschoolers definitely missed their naps and missed that hour.
Well, look, if you're happy, I'm happy, Pam. Everyone that listens to this show knows that there's a silver lining in almost anything. And it hadn't even occurred to me, if you're a teacher, you're probably loving this weekend. Let's go to Mark in Overland Park. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that I've had sleep problems since I was in college. And right now, your body gets used to the medications. I've got about 3 medications I take that would probably kill a normal human being. But, I've had 3 sleep studies done on me, and there just isn't really anything they could find that was wrong.
And you've been battling this your whole adult life?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm about 6 months away from being 60.
And do you do all of the things that doctors tell you to do, like stay away from electronics, you don't nap, like all of that stuff, and that hasn't helped at all?
No. No.
Do you exercise? I'm like reading all of the things that they tell you to do. It says exercise in the afternoon.
Yes, I used to do that, but now I'm disabled, so I can't do that anymore.
Okay. Mark, I am so sorry. That sounds awful. That is a long time to be dealing with sleep issues. Real quick, when you say you're on 3 medications, the 3 medications just to help you sleep, or are they for other things?
Well, originally one was for help with headaches, but it's also working for sleep, and the other 2 are strictly for sleep.
Okay. Man, I am sorry to hear that. I would not want that to be a chronic thing. Like, I have some problems if I get up in the middle of the night, like I wake up at 3 a.m. It's now harder in my later 40s to get back to sleep. But I can generally fall to sleep just fine, and I'm a caffeine drinker. And I know my parents around my age switched to, like, caffeine-free tea and caffeine-free soda and caffeine, all that stuff. But I can't give up my diet soda. It's not happening. It's absolutely not happening. All right, 576-7798. That is the number. You can text me at 913-576-7798. We're going to clear the lines here in just a bit for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is here, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. So get in now, get in early. We're going to clear the lines. We had one guy hanging on. We're clearing the lines for Festivus Friday. But I want to thank everyone for weighing in this hour on our topics. You are listening to Dana and Parks. We will have much, much more straight ahead, including the news. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.